Many a tale has been told of the pirates of long ago. Many a child, yes, and many a grown person too, has dug for buried treasure on some lonely stretch of land along the water's edge. Throughout the years, young lads have dreamed of pirates, and most have wished that they too could become part of those famous yet feared crews, albeit none perhaps have had their wish granted, as young Ned Jones did when he was just 8 years of age. This is his story. It all began, innocently enough, with a book. A book titled, Piracies on the High Seas and Tales of Yore. This had caught young Ned's fancy at the library, and once home, he found it hard to put down. Curled up in his own special cave under the grand piano, he was soon lost to all sounds around him. His family always knew where to look for him, for ever since he was small, he had crawled under the piano to play. Ned, I'm going fishing. Do you want to come? Rob called through the window where he could see his younger brother deep in his book. Ned never moved. With a shrug, the 18-year-old turned away. Once that boy gets his nose in a book, he's dead to the world, he remarked to his sister Kim, who was standing nearby. Kim was 15. I know. I once played a march on the piano and he never stirred. Her blue eyes twinkled. What book is he reading now? Rob turned back to the window and peered in. Something about pirates, it looks like. No use to wait for him. Mind if I go instead?
Not at all. Are you going to fish or sketch?
Kim pursed her lips and thought, fish, I guess, she finally decided. After grabbing a pole from the garage, Rob and Kim started off. Only a few steps from their gate, they met their mother and little sister returning from the store. I thought Ned was going with you, Mom sounded surprised.
He's lost right now with a bunch of pirates, Rob informed her. Dad's in his study.
Can I go with you?
6-year-old Mindy pleaded. Consent was given, and the trio set off with instructions to catch enough fish for supper. Some 3 hours later, Ned suddenly felt himself being dragged out from under the piano by his feet.
Hey, what are you doing?
He demanded of his brother.
Fetching you for supper.
But I was in the middle of an adventure, he protested.
Rob shrugged.
It will have to wait, and fish won't.
Supper was quite tasty, and much talk and laughter went on around the table. Only Ned was quiet, his mind still on his book. No sooner was he excused from the table than he raced back to his cave, where he stayed until once again he was dragged out by Rob. Only this time, it was for bed. For several days, yes, and nights too, Ned thought and dreamed of nothing but pirates. He read the book 3 times before taking it back to the library, where he got another book about them. And so the days passed. Ned read every book the library had about pirates by day and dreamed of them by night. So enthralled was he with the lies of these past terrors of the sea that he began to copy them. First, he practiced sword fighting in the yard, but soon he began to look for treasure. Kim's bracelet disappeared, along with 2 of her necklaces. Mindy's golden tiara she had worn at her aunt's wedding also vanished, as did Rob's best watch. And if that wasn't enough, skulls and crossbones began to appear in unexpected places. Things were, in the eyes of Ned's siblings, growing from bad to worse. But when Mindy's favorite doll was kidnapped from her bed one night, leaving only a note with a skull and crossbones on it, Rob and Kim knew it was time to take action. Together they walked out to a rocky ledge overlooking the bay.
Rob, something has to be done.
I know. Even Mom and Dad are wondering what to do.
There was a pause, and only the waves could be heard crashing down below them.
If Ned just knew what pirates were really like, Kim began, I don't think he would want to be one.
That just might work. Kim, you're brilliant.
Kim looked surprised.
I am?
Rob laughed.
I have a plan now. Of course, we'll have to check it out with Mom and Dad, but I don't think they'll object.